Welcome, everybody, to a very special Super Smart Power Hour. This is your host, Mike Barnes, and today I am really pleased to have a returning guest, Spencer Schmerling. And Spencer is an area, Spencer is an expert in the area of generating real estate leads using Craigslist. And Spencer's been using Craigslist for the past 10 years, almost since the very beginning. And many of you may remember Spencer from our call in April. He joined us and showed us how to attract motivated buyer and seller leads using Craigslist. And many of you since then have asked about advertising individual properties. So I asked Spencer if he wouldn't mind joining us again and share his expertise on that for us. Now, right off the start, I'm going to let everybody know that, yes, Spencer has a program he has literally invested thousands of dollars in to generate more leads and to help everyone sell more properties. And we're going to introduce that towards the end of the call. But the most important part to me is educating everyone on how to do this yourself. And yes, you heard me right. We want you. We are encouraging you to do it yourself. But if you feel Spencer's program would be better for you, then great. We won't stop you from letting him do it either. So what I'd like to do is have a big digital round of applause for Spencer. Yay, cheer applause. And Spencer, welcome to the call.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mike. And I'm honored to be here and to be conducting this training class for you and your biggest fans today. Now, Mike, I know that you know all about what we're going to – well, I know that you know all about what we're going to talk about today. So I want you to help me facilitate questions not only that you have, but also if anyone in the audience has questions so that we can deliver the most understandable, helpful, and complete information possible.
Sounds perfect, Spencer. And just to remind everybody, using the GoToWebinar interface, there's a place you can ask questions, and we're going to do our very best to answer all of them for you.
Excellent. Well, I'm really happy to see so many people on the call today, and let's jump right into it.
Well, Spencer, everybody really wants to know about posting leads on Craigslist. A tremendous response to this. But before we jump right into that, I think maybe what we should do first is just tell people a little bit more about you. I mean, I've shared a little bit, but do you mind filling them in on the rest?
Certainly. Well, you know, I've been online for a long time, Mike, and I've actually been doing work on Craigslist since the late 1990s. In fact, today, Craigslist is all that I focus on. My company has built a robust system that allows us to provide marketing services, well, Craigslist, specifically Craigslist marketing services to the real estate community to maximize their exposure on Craigslist. And basically, for your clients, we're going to focus on five areas. Okay? There's these are the general type of leads that we generate on Craigslist. Okay? Now, the first three are ones that we previously talked about in the last webinar. Okay? The first one is creating a motivated buyers list by sending traffic to a landing page like the Super Smart Web Profit Seller page. In fact, Mike, it was this and the next service that led to our initial meeting.
And that's right. From what I remember, Spencer, many of our customers were using your service, and you noticed all of the websites had some consistency to them. They're like our websites, and that's what inspired you to contact us, right?
That's exactly right. Okay, so the second main type of lead that we focus on are motivated sellers. Okay, now these are a perfect fit for your super smart buy site. In fact, Mike, let's stop for just a moment, and maybe you can share with us a little bit of how these first two types of leads are working for your super smart clients.
Well, I am thrilled, Spencer, at the response I've got. And I'll share some letters with you towards the end of the call, but a couple people actually told me within the first couple days they put a couple houses under contract. So that should share with you the success of your program.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, you know, I always love to hear success stories, and I can't wait to hear more about that, but that's awesome, Mike. Okay, the third type of lead is a wholesale buyer lead. Now, Mike, maybe you can explain a little bit more about the wholesale buyer and how your super smart clients can use this type of lead.
Well, what we were doing, this is all new, what we were doing on Craigslist. You and I have worked a lot of hours putting this stuff together. But the motivated wholesale buyers are other investors, people that, you know, buy the fixer-uppers and would, you know, like to buy those and fix them up and sell them themselves and make the profit. So a lot of us wholesalers, or a lot of us investors, are wholesalers and don't really like knowing the fixer-upper. We just like to, you know, let somebody else do it. So those are the leads we're looking for the wholesale buyers.
Got it. Got it. Okay. That makes perfect sense, Mike. Okay. Now the fourth type of lead that we generate is for selling an actual home. Okay. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, right? Selling an actual home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth type of lead that we generate is for renting an actual home. Okay. Now we're going to talk about these two types of leads. They have one very different characteristic. Okay, first I'll tell you. I'm sorry. The selling a home and the renting a home. Those are the two that we're going to focus on today's call. And what we're going to talk about is using Craigslist to sell and rent actual properties.
All right. Well, let's do this, Mike. For people that might have missed our first call, well, we do have a recording of it at supersmartwebprofits.com. You can just simply hit training and then go to Spencer Schmerling, and you'll see our previous call. But just do a quick recap for everybody that may have missed that call. Is that all right with you, Spencer?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, so going over the basics, first, from our last call, we talked about the format and a layout of Craigslist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the key points about this were that on the listings page, like what you see here on the screen, okay, that there were 100 headlines on this page. Okay, so that was the first key, is that whatever category you went into, in our case, the two that we use most often are going to be real estate for sale and apartment/housing for rent, okay? And when you go on to this page, you're going to see 100 listings or headlines on this page, okay? Now, the second concept that we talked about, which is really important, is browse versus search, okay? And the thing about Craigslist that we went over is that Craigslist is more of a browse website, okay? It's not a search website. So when someone goes to Craigslist, they'll go to a certain community, like let's say Atlanta, Phoenix, whichever, and they'll go to a certain category, like in this case, real estate for sale, and then in the most cases, they're going to browse down the list looking at headline after headline. Now, there is a little bit of searching they can do. Like you can see at the top, you can put a price range. Some areas have what you call neighborhoods. But for the most part, it's keyword searching. And as we talked about before, keyword searching is not very reliable. You can't say, you know, I want something within 20 miles of my zip code, or I want 3 to 5 bedrooms. It's keyword searching, which is not very accurate. So Craigslist is a browse website, not a search website.
Okay.
Then we talked about a concept of frequent velocity and frequency. Okay. Velocity is how fast an ad that you post that starts at the top of the first page goes to the bottom of the first page or even goes to the next page. I think in our last webinar, we had an ad in Phoenix that went down in, I think it was 16 minutes, went down something like 45 spaces. I'll just say a quick story. I was talking to a realtor last week on Monday, and it was in Portland, Oregon. And with apologies to anybody on the call from Portland, Oregon, I just didn't think Portland was a major metropolitan area, but apparently I was wrong. We looked at an ad that this realtor had posted at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. Okay, 8 a.m. Monday morning, Portland, Oregon, and we were looking at this at noon. So it was 4 hours later, and it was on the middle of the eighth page. So there were 700 and about 50 ads in front of this or ahead of this ad in 4 hours. So when we talk about velocity, we talk about how fast your ad goes down the list on the first page and back pages and pages behind the first page, like the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Now, the frequency that we talk about is kind of the opposite or the counteracting of the velocity. So if you have a city like Portland, Oregon, and we talked about how if you put one ad up on Monday morning at 8 o'clock and you walked away, you'd get maybe some initial response, but after the first, well, in that case, the first half hour, 20 minutes, you get almost nothing. And the frequency is what helps you to get the response by posting ads rather frequently to keep up with the velocity of Craigslist. Okay. The next thing that we talked about, we spent a lot of time about this, was blocking. And you'll remember we said that a blocked ad or blocked posting will always generate zero response. Okay. And I gave you the seven things to look for to avoid blocking. And, you know, sometimes you can do everything right and you still get blocked. And it can be infuriating. I have a friend who was posting ads for a job in a section that you had to pay for. There's some sections on Craigslist. I think there's seven or eight sections of Craigslist, communities of Craigslist, like New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, etc., where you have to pay to post a job. And this person was posting a job, was paying for it. His credit card was charged, and the ad was still blocked. So that's above and beyond, and I can just tell you horror stories all day long of people being blocked and literally for no good reason. Sometimes their first posting is blocked. And
just to share with everybody, later in the call, we're actually going to post a property to Craigslist, and Spencer's going to walk us through that, and we're going to see if it gets blocked or not.
Exactly. But those seven, and again, if you don't have those seven things to look out for, please feel free to email Mike or email me, and we'll send you the list of the seven things that you have to watch out for to avoid being blocked.
Right, you can email me at Mike at supersmartwebprofits.com if you'd like to have that. Just go ahead and send me an email.
Okay, excellent. And finally, Mike, we talked about creating a great headline. And we talked about the number one key to success on Craigslist is your headline. Because if you look at this page on the right-hand side here, the typical listings page, you pretty much have one shot to get someone to click on your ad. And that one shot is centered around your headline. If you don't have a compelling headline, then no one's ever going to see your ad. Doesn't matter how great of a deal it is. Doesn't matter how great your pictures are. Doesn't matter about anything if they don't click on your headline. So we talked about creating a great, compelling headline. And we'll talk more about that today as it relates to properties for sale and properties for rent.
Okay, excellent. So just to review all these principles, Spencer, that we had from a previous call, assuming that they all still apply here for selling individual properties, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And again, if someone doesn't remember those, then you should probably go back to our first call. And again, you can get there from supersmartwebprofits.com. Just hit the training, and you'll see Spencer's name on there.
And you know what, Mike? That call could definitely be a good refresher course. You know, if it's been a month and a half, everything that we talked about in that call is 100% valid today. Okay, so let's jump into it and get to the meat and potatoes of strategies to advertise an actual property on Craigslist.
Well, anybody that's seen me eat know I love meat and potatoes, Spencer, so let's get right into that.
Okay. Well, the first step is to define your goal. Okay. And
what do you mean by that, Spencer? When you say define your goal, isn't our goal here just to sell more houses?
Well, let's talk about that for a sec, Mike. In my opinion, Craigslist doesn't sell houses. In fact, other than eBay, I don't know of any advertising website that actually sells houses. I'd like to say that computers don't sell houses, people do. So let's be clear about what the goal of advertising your property on Craigslist is, okay? It isn't to sell the property. Now, that may be the eventual goal. But let's talk about the first step. Okay? I like to break the advertising in Craigslist down to three basic types of strategies. Okay? The first, and frankly the most common goal, is to get maximum leads. Okay? Now, this may sound real basic, but it's not. Okay? You'll see why in just a moment. Okay? But in this strategy, what we're going to do is we're going to generate maximum number of leads that we can using Craigslist. Okay? Now, the second type of goal is to use your Craigslist advertising as a listings tool. Now, it seems to me that if someone has a super smart website, this probably isn't going to be their goal. However, I'm just going to mention it, that if this is your goal, if you're an agent, you want to use Craigslist to get a listing tool, then you want to have attractive ads, and you want to be able to have quantifiable reports so you can present those to your sellers as you sign them up and take their listings. Okay. The third and the final type of strategy that I've seen, and don't laugh, Mike, because I know this defies all logic for a super smart client, but I've seen it, and the final strategy is to only get the most qualified prospects. Now, in this case, one would offer every possible detail about the property so that only someone who was interested in all of those details about that property would contact you. Okay, so that would be the third type of goal that you might have.
So, in other words here, what we're doing is we are attracting minimum leads but high-quality type leads.
That would be the most less leads, but only not necessarily high quality, because we're not qualifying the person as far as their credit or anything like that. But certainly people who have already said I'm interested, or have you would believe have enough information to say I'm interested in this property. But we're not going to focus on that tonight. Okay, we're going to focus tonight on the first one, which is to get the maximum number of leads. Okay, now. The next step, Mike, is to decide what type of response do you want. Okay, so the answer to this question actually might surprise you.
And please share with me how that's going to surprise me, Spencer.
Okay, Mike. Well, first, how I know that was coming. First, let me discuss the three basic options. The first option is to have a link to your website, or I should say to your super smart website. Now, chances are that if you're on this call, you probably have a web page for each of your properties. I would also venture to guess that the process of capturing a visitor's information on those web pages is rather automated.
That's right, Spencer. With our websites, we have a variety of different ways to capture that lead. And as soon as the people put their information into the online questionnaire, it's emailed to you, it's forwarded to your cell phone as a text message if you want it to do that, but most importantly, it's automatically entered into your database.
That's a great tool, Mike. I tell you, that can really save a lot of time. Okay, so the second type of response is a phone call. Okay, now, a phone call can go to a live operator, like Pat Live, or to a live person, like the people on this call. Now, each person probably handles the calls a little differently and has a different opinion about the value of a phone call and the best way to handle phone calls.
And, Spencer, when selling houses, we use live operator systems. And what I recommend for people, when you're buying houses, a live operating system is fantastic because you get the same questions over and over and over again. You are more than welcome to use a live operator for when you're selling houses. But keep in mind, when people are calling you to buy a house from you, if they go to a live operator, the live operator really doesn't know much about that property, especially if they're tire kickers, and it can rack up the minutes. What I recommend doing, and we have several customers that have taken my suggestion on this, is when people hit zero on your phone line to sell houses, it doesn't go to a live operator. It goes to a pre-recorded message that tells people to please go to your website and complete the VIP home buyers program. And what happens is, you're talking about minimizing leads and getting high quality, what happens is it really does weed out the tire kickers, and I guarantee you that the serious people are going to go to your website and complete that questionnaire, and you've got a great quality lead, and you really haven't spent any time on the telephone at all.
Well, you know, Mike, that's great that you offer those options. And the third type of response is an email. Now, I know that emails aren't necessarily the easiest types of responses to handle, but there's a really important consideration here, okay? And that is that many Craigslist users are very accustomed to using the email link at the top of a posting. So mimics. So what we're going to talk about now is the actually writing of the posting. But just to review, there's the web, there's the phone, and there's the email as far as the type of responses that you can generate from a Craigslist posting.
Okay, so just kind of get this straight, Spencer. In order to maximize the number of responses you get, it would be best to promote three different ways of doing this. Obviously, we have the link to the website. We have the phone calls going to either your office, a live operator, or to your recording to go to your website and complete the questionnaire. And then third is just somebody may want to email you. So there's three different ways that I'm seeing here that people can contact you.
That's exactly right, Mark. And, you know, from the world of direct response, we always were taught you give people options, let them contact you the way that they're most comfortable. Just like you talked about the phone, sending the message sending them to the website, you can also have emails that respond automatically to send them to the website. But it's nice to give people a choice of how they want to respond to you.
Okay. And just I'm sure people may be aware of it, but in case you're not, Super Smart Web Profits does offer a professional pre-recorded voicemail service and live operator service. So if you have any questions about that, just let us know.
Excellent. Well, let's talk, Mike, about how to write your posting
okay.
ad. Okay. Again, we're going to base this on the goal of generating maximum leads. So now, this is a repeat from our first webinar, but it's really worth repeating here. Okay. Create a compelling headline. This is the number one key to success on Craigslist.
All right.
So, again, just to reiterate, there's the page with 100 headlines, and you want someone to click on your headline and not the other 99. And how do you do that? You have to get them to read your headline and think of some reason they want to click on your headline more so than the other 99 on that page.
And just to emphasize, that's because there's 100 headlines on the listing page, and you have to, again, someone's got to click that ad before you even get a lead.
Exactly. Okay, the second key is to have a special deal. Now, remember, people go to Craigslist because they're looking for a great deal.
Now, I remember your in the previous call we did, you had the four bedrooms for the price of three. So find the special deal and shout it out as loud as you can, huh?
That's exactly right, Mike. And the final thing to remember is to write less. The more you write, the more chance that a prospective buyer will find a reason not to call you. So just remember that everything you say can and will be used against you to not inquire about your property.
So it's kind of like being married or going to jail. The more you say, the more it can be used against you, huh?
That's exactly right. So, you know, give them the basics, you know, like four bedroom, two bath on a quiet street in, you know, any city. You want to try and keep it really just to the basic information. Get them to contact you to find out more information.
So it's kind of like that KISS theory my mother used to always tell me about, the keep it simple, stupid, right? So
exactly.
Keep it simple. Right?
I mean, I'll give you an example, Mike. Let's say you put up an ad and you say, you know, three bedroom, two bath, quiet street, and you put a couple features that you think is going to help you, right? Wall-to-wall carpeting, heated pool, above-ground jacuzzi or something. Well, what if they want wood floors? What if, you know, they don't want a pool? So now if they call you and they find out that it has wall-to-wall carpeting, certainly by then you can talk to them about other properties that you may have or helping them find a property that has what they're looking for. But the key is, again, you're not going to sell the house on Craigslist. You want to generate leads.
Okay. Well, you know, I've got a screen here I'm going to show you, Spencer, and it's a very well-done property. It's called HTML code, and the person that did this did a great job. But what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, this is our flyer. So,
oh, okay.
okay, so let's talk about the flyer ad versus the text ad. Okay. There's a company that I really like called Postlets, and you may have heard of them, and they make a great flyer. We make a flyer. I think there's a company called VFlyer. There's a whole bunch of them that have these really well-done flyers. And they're beautiful for listing tools. They're just nice. They look good. But I don't think they work as well. I don't think they generate as many leads. Okay? Remember, people go to Craigslist to find a great deal. When they see something that looks too perfect, it looks too polished, it looks too good, they're not going to think it's a great deal. Okay? When you talk about flyer ads, you know, on the postlet ones, they even put the realtor's pictures. It looks too corporate. It looks like someone spent a lot of money to make these ads look really good.
And that's that kind of reminds me. We have what we call bandit signs that we put out by the side of the road.
Yeah.
And when we're selling a property, sometimes, and again, every area is a little different, but I hear a lot of other investors say it's better to hand write that sign because it looks like it's an individual person. They're not a big professional. It screams deal because it sounds like an individual. Is that kind of similar to what you're saying here?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Mike. You think, you want to think like the Craigslist user. You don't want to think like a real estate agent. You don't want to think like an investor. You want to think like a buyer. Put yourself in the buyer's position and think, what would the buyer think when he sees this ad? Now, let's talk about a text ad. See, I'm a real huge fan of what I call a camouflage ad, okay? This is not as pretty, okay, granted, but it looks like, frankly, every other ad on Craigslist. Okay? You have black text on a white background. You have the four pictures. And, you know, it kind of blends in. It kind of just looks like somebody put up an ad.
While we're on the subject, I got one question that came in from Rodney Spencer, and he says, in your experiences, do you feel like images will increase the response rate?
I definitely like images and pictures if they're going to help. Now, if you look at this ad, for example, there's some nice pictures there. I've seen some really bad pictures on Craigslist before, and I just had to wonder to myself, isn't there sometimes where you just look at a picture and you say, you know, is this picture going to increase the response to my ad? And there's just – I've seen pictures that you would just look at that picture and say, maybe you're better off without a picture. Maybe that was a bad lighting, or maybe in person the house would look better. I'm a big fan of pictures as long as they're not really, really, really bad pictures.
And as far as the text that's on here, and this is, again, from my experience with being on websites for so long, we buy a newspaper to read, we buy a magazine to read, but I think when people go online, they're not there to read, Spencer, because I get people responding from my websites, and it says it's in Georgia, and I also have one in Florida, but I get leads from Seattle and all over the map. So I know that people don't read. Do you feel like, again here, less text would be better?
Yeah, absolutely. And frankly, I'm sort of the same way. There's a lot of times I'll see a website with a lot of text and just glance right over it and kind of see what I want to see and move on. So there's no doubt. The ad we're showing is just to talk about the format. I'm certainly not going to advocate this much text. But definitely, keep the text to a minimum. Use less words. Just try to get enough information, the real basics across, to just get a response.
Okay.
That's really what we want. Remember, we're not selling houses on Craigslist. We're getting leads.
All right, I have a great question from Tony. He's asking, can you do virtual tours on Craigslist, perhaps videos or slideshows or stuff like that?
Well, you can't do the virtual tours on Craigslist. You can't do the video or anything like that on Craigslist.
You can on a website, super smart website.
you can link to a virtual tour on Craigslist. So you can link to the super smart website that has the virtual tour. But you can't actually display it from within Craigslist. But yeah, if you think your virtual tour is going to add value and raise your response, absolutely, you can link to it from Craigslist.
Okay, excellent. Now, I know that you shared with me earlier on the telephone some recent developments on Craigslist. Do you mind sharing some of those with us?
No, let's talk about that, because that's really important stuff. One thing that really have to understand about Craigslist is that it is a moving target. And there are things that happen on Craigslist that it changes from time to time. And the first thing that I want to talk about is something called phone verified accounts. Okay? Now, about a month ago, they rolled out phone verified accounts in the services section.
Phone verified accounts. That means you have to use your telephone to put in the ad, or how does that work?
That's exactly right, Mike. It's pretty self-explanatory. In order to post an ad in services, and for us, for most of the people on this call, the category that affects us is real estate services and maybe even a little bit of financial services, especially as it goes to talking to distressed or motivated sellers. So if you click one time, Mike, we'll get to basically for today, okay, it's in the services account sections. So real estate for sale, real estate services and financial services. There's speculation that it could hit other areas of Craigslist tomorrow. It's just speculation. Nobody knows. They never tell you ahead of time. The two areas of Craigslist that are most likely to have phone verified accounts added are going to be, in my opinion, jobs and housing, which covers real estate for sale and apartment and housing for rent.
Okay.
With a phone verified account, Mike, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I don't mean to interrupt you, but if you use a phone and you post two or three properties and you use that same phone number, is that an example of something that will get your ad blocked?
Well, worse than that, actually. It's exactly what I was just going to say. If you have a phone verified account, they're giving, right now, from what we can tell, very, very strict posting limits. And I don't mean posting the same ad. I mean posting any ad. And we found cases where if you post two or three times in a day, they ban your account. And I mean no warning, no nothing. Your account's done, turned off, deactivated, can't ever use it again. And you can only verify one account per phone number. So think about it, Mike. You have a home phone, a work phone, a cell phone maybe. Now voice over IP phone numbers like Vonage and Skype don't work. It has to be a landline or a cell phone. Okay. So if you only have two or three or four phone numbers available to you and you're going to go and make a couple of accounts, you got to be really careful with those accounts. They're precious. Because if you lose one of those accounts, you're going to be really stuck. So my advice would be, if you're doing services, I would only post one time per day per account.
My goodness.
And if and when it comes to real estate, I would only post, again, all of Craigslist, one time per day per account. I wouldn't push it, because once you lose your account, you're done.
Well, that's going to severely limit the average investor's ability to post properties on Craigslist. So, Spencer, I mean, that's got to affect you somehow, doesn't it, as well?
Well, that's a great question, Mike. And actually, it does not affect us at all. We've been anticipating this change, and we're prepared. So they actually rolled it out in one of the services sections about a month before they rolled it out for all of the services. So we kind of saw this coming. And we actually have created thousands of phone verified accounts that we use. We can use them when necessary. So we're actually prepared for this. So anybody who's using our service or who's going to use our service in the future, this will not be a problem. And I can assure you, we're only posting one time per day per account. We're not going to get caught with overposting.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, the second thing I want to talk about as far as current events on Craigslist is HTML restrictions. Craigslist has been mentioning since about December that they're thinking about doing HTML, implementing HTML restrictions, and they've been surveying you, and every time you post an ad, they ask you, what do you think about HTML restrictions? And finally, last Wednesday, it hit. And basically, the two biggest things to know is that, well, three things. Number one is they've limited the HTML codes that you can use. And I'm not an HTML guy, so I don't know what they are, but I know that they're limited to the most fundamental ones like bold and color and line break and things like that. Number two is you can no longer use anything that is not HTML but looks like HTML. Number three is you can no longer use any kind of ASCII characters. So if you were using anything like ASCII characters and trying to get your ad to be different, you can no longer, from what I understand, no longer use those in your ad. So they've completely done away with those.
Well, let's do this, Spencer. You've covered all the basics for us on the restrictions and the telephones and new things Craigslist are doing, but the most important thing to me for everybody out there listening was to show everybody exactly how to post an ad on Craigslist. So let's just walk through this, and you can just kind of guide me in the right direction, and everybody can watch. Craigslist, by the way, if you type in Craigslist.org, and it automatically takes me to the city of Atlanta, because that's where I am, so I'm assuming if somebody's in Phoenix, it will take them to Phoenix. Is that correct?
Well, typically the first time you log on, it'll either take you to San Francisco or to the main page. And the reason is that it takes you to Atlanta is you probably have a cookie on your computer from one time before where you left off last time in Atlanta, so it starts to see where you left off. Mike, from any page on Craigslist, you can click on the word Craigslist if it's in the top left corner. And let's just do that for just a moment, because if you get lost and you click on the word Craigslist in the top left corner, it'll take you to this page, which is, for lack of a better word, kind of a starting page. And from here, you can pick your geographic area. And basically, everything on Craigslist starts with a geographic community. So in your case, Mike, obviously Atlanta, it's a major city, so it's in the first column. If you don't see your city in the first column, you would just pick your state. So go ahead, Mike, and find Georgia in the second column, and then we'll see a list of all the Craigslist communities in the glorious state of Georgia, and there's Atlanta. So go ahead and click on Atlanta, and we're right back where you were, Mike. This is your starting page for Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Now you'll notice the areas for housing are right at the middle top. And by the way, if you see a purple link, that just means that you've clicked on that link before within whatever amount of time that your browser is set to remember those types of things. So in this case, Mike, you've clicked on apartments and housing for rent and real estate for sale. And you'll notice it says apartments and housing for rent. Actually, it just says apartments housing. But it's really apartments housing for rent. So they don't really do a great job, in my opinion, of describing that category very well. But those are two of the ones we use most in real estate. And then down below, there's some service categories, and those are the ones right now that are really difficult to post in because of the phone verified accounts. And there you go, real estate, exactly, and financial. Okay, so let's go to post an ad, Mike, and how about we do there's a couple ways to post an ad. Okay, if you look at the very top left of this main page, it says post to classifieds, but I don't like to use that link because it gives you a couple of extra choices that you have to make. What I'd like to do is just start on the – go to the category that you want to post into. Let's say apartments and housing. Okay, so go into apartments and housing, click on that link, and then – again, this is that listings page with 100 listings. And if you look at the top right corner, there's going to be a link that basically just says post.
Got it right here, yep.
Okay. And that gets you started, Mike.
I'll give it a click, and here I am.
Okay, here we go. So you're going to post a house that you have available. So let's say you're offering housing.
Well, just real quick, up here at the top right, it says log into your account, apply for an account. What is that all about?
Okay, you can use an account to post on Craigslist, and when we talk about phone-verified accounts, you have to have an account. I can show you that really easily. Let's try one without an account first,
okay.
And we'll just walk right back through and set up an account.
All right, well, before we go ahead, I have a couple questions that are on the phone subject, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. One of them is, how can Craigslist tell if it's a voiceover, a VOIP?
I don't know, but I know they can.
Okay.
I think there's – you know what it is? My guess is there's some central database somewhere that somebody has that tells, you know, hey, if I'm a when I dial from my home phone a number, it has to take it to some phone company somewhere, like AT&T or Verizon or Vonage. And I guess somehow they know when some number somewhere is a Vonage number. I get, you know, that's a great question. I'm not a telephone guy, I can tell you that I know it's accurate. I can tell you that much. And if not, try it. But I know it works. They know somehow.
Okay. And then do you, Tony asked, do you have to create a different account or phone number for each property? Is that?
Well, it depends, Tony.
Okay.
You can post. My suggestion is you post only one time per day per telephone verified account. So if you want to post, let's say you had two properties, just to keep the math real simple. If you only had one phone verified account, I would post the first property on Monday and the second property on Tuesday and so on. But keep in mind, Mike, that so far phone verification is not in real estate for sale. It is not in apartment/housing. It's only in services.
Okay.
So, for example, if you were going to post, let's say you wanted to get distressed, motivated sellers, right? And you went to financial services and you put up an ad that said, you know, are you behind on your payments? You know, go to our super smart website and we can help you buy your house, you know, sell your house in 7 days. If you felt like you wanted to put that in real estate services or financial services, that's what I'm talking about as far as only posting one time per day. Now, posting what we're doing right now in the housing section as of today is fine. And
okay.
As of today when we're live, not when you're listening to this. So by the time you're listening to this, this could be outdated if phone verification has kicked in. But so far it hasn't. So let's, you know, it may never. But I just kind of want to bring it out as a topic because it may happen in the future.
All right, excellent. All right, thank you very much, Spencer. And then you want me to go ahead and go to I Am Offering Housing here?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give that a click. And you can see where I've ran through this a couple times, actually.
Exactly. So there you go. Apartments for Rent or Apartments Housing for Rent is the one that you clicked on before.
Okay.
Let's put something up for rent, Mike.
All right, we're here.
Okay, so this is the main posting screen that you get to. No matter what kind of posting you're going to do, you can get to a screen that looks somewhat like this. Now, there are some different nuances for each different type of ad that you're going to post. For example, the first field says rent. If you were selling a house, it would say price. The second field says number of bedrooms. Well, when you're selling a house, there is no field for that. You just put that in the body of your ad. So each section is going to have a little bit of a nuance to it, but for the most part, the top row is what you're going to see on the listings page with the 100 listings on Craigslist. So that's what's going to get them to click on the rest of your ad. So that top row, you got to put your best foot forward on that top row. So, Mike, have at it, Mike. Let's see what you've learned in almost 2 hours of training calls with me, Mike.
Yeah, you're putting the pressure on me. Rent isn't a required field. Do you suggest putting a number in there? Or what's your feeling on the rent number on here?
Well, it depends. I mean, every area of the country is a little bit different. So it's hard for me to give you a hard and fast answer for the entire country.
Okay.
You can put a rent number, which sort of gives you a kind of a filter, if you will, of the type of lead you're going to get. Or you can leave it blank and kind of leave it wide open. For example, let's say that you had a minimum requirement that you want someone to be able to at least spend $1,000 a month or more in rent. Then you may put up a property that's in that range. If you wanted to put something without a rental price, then will you get less clicks or more clicks? It's hard to say. You know, you got to test it.
Right.
And I would definitely encourage you to test it if it's something you felt like you wanted to try. Would the leads be a higher quality or lower quality? I don't know. But that's what you would just test it. And
all
that's really the way to find out because, again, every area of the country is going to work a little bit differently.
Let me pre-qualify by putting $1,200 in there.
Well, there you go.
All right, and then the bedroom, that's supposed to 3-bedroom. Now the posting title.
Okay, Mike, now the pressure's on. Make me proud here.
Okay, let's try something like this. Let's put in below market value.
Okay.
And I am going to do something.
That's selling a good deal.
Okay.
So
what if I put a little star here for emphasis?
Good.
And
sure.
I'm going to put rent to own. And let me make sure I
okay.
get capitalized right, and it's
okay,
with
good.
Our star. How about rent to own possible? Okay.
Okay.
See that?
That's interesting. See, if you think rent to own is a good market, almost any house could be rent-to-own possible if you think about it. I mean, if you're going to rent a house, and I don't know if you're an investor or you're an agent, you're representing somebody, at the right price point, any house can be a rent-to-own, right, with enough deposit and the right price. I don't know anybody who wouldn't sell their house on a rent-to-own basis if it was the right deal. So in this case, yeah, I mean, rent-to-own possible, sure.
Okay.
Why not? Well, you know, that's like saying we'll entertain all offers. You know, of course we will. We may not accept all offers, but we'll certainly consider them.
And even, let me add this too, just to put a little bit more in here, available immediately.
Oh, you know what? Urgency. There you go, Mike. Urgency. See, now, and we talked about this last time, creating a sense of urgency. People know that houses move pretty quickly on Craigslist, especially for rentals, and available immediately is going to, if someone wants to move right away, that's going to appeal to them.
Super. All right.
Okay, the specific location. Now, here's the thing. You're in Atlanta Craigslist, but you don't want to write Atlanta in that box. You want to put the specific name of the community, of what you would call the community if you live there. So what do you call the community that this fictitious house is in?
Let's do Buford.
Okay.
Okay,
now you write your ad.
Write my ad. okay. Oh, boy. Let's do this. Let's do On Lake Country Living. And I spell living right.
Leave it.
Leave it like that?
Right. What did you say about bandit signs?
Handwriting? Yeah, okay. And let's put minutes. I know this ladies would love this one. Minutes from local shopping.
Okay, you guys, what was that email address again to send your complaints? Mike at SuperSmartWeb.
Minutes from local shopping. Yeah, there you go. Okay, how's that, Spencer? How'd I do?
Well, you know what? Hey, you know what? I would give it a shot. You got 3 bedrooms. You got rent to own. You've got a little bit of information that's going to generate leads. Again, you're not going to sell a house on Craigslist. You're not going to rent a house. You're putting information in there. You're getting people interested. I love it. Mike, kudos. A+.
Cool, man.
Okay, so here, you put your email address in right here.
I'm going to put a sample on. Sample at
now,
super.
Keep in mind if you were doing – now, I don't think you want to misspell the email address, though. If you were doing multiple ads, you would want to have more than one email address available here.
Oops.
Now,
okay. And then put it in again here.
Yeah, copy and paste it.
Okay.
There. Exactly. Now, these next options, okay, the first one – please never use that first one. Okay, that's going to put your real email address in the ad, and there are people who harvest Craigslist for emails. Now, you have 2 choices. If you want people to be able to email you, I suggest that you use the middle option. Reply to, and it's an anonymous email. Craigslist will put an anonymous email, and they will forward you the mail. And Craigslist puts in a little bit of spam filtering. So they're going to block a lot of the spam that you might get from Craigslist by choosing that option. Now, if you don't want email, if you say, you know what, I want phone, I want web, I don't want email, then you can choose the 3rd option.
Okay. I like this one because I want people to be able to email me as well. And now in the street, I just put Main Street. Do I need to put the actual number or do you recommend putting the street number?
Yeah, don't put the address. Again, I'd like to get people to call you or go to your website. Put the street and the cross street, and what that does is that there's a link at the bottom of the ads that have a Google map and a Yahoo map, and putting this information will enable those 2 maps.
Crossroads. Okay.
Now, while you're doing that, Mike, let me just mention that what you see below where it says cats okay and dogs okay, that is unique to rentals because it happens to be a pretty big issue that people deal with rentals. So cat's okay, dog's okay. If you pick one of those, I can show you with it.
Well, I'm a dog lover,
yeah,
so I'll put in dog in there.
Good choice. And then right there is that button. That's where you upload your images. So click on Add, Edit Images.
All right.
There you go. And just quickly go ahead. Do you have some house pictures?
Just browse my – let's go to pictures. And I do have a few house pics I put in here. So just click it and – do the next one.
Do all 4, yeah.
Okay. And the next one. And the next one. Okay.
Okay, excellent. Now, you do not check the box at the bottom, which basically says, yeah, it's okay to spam me. So do not check that box, and then hit continue.
Okay.
Now, this page is – tell you something interesting here, okay? Remember we talked about sometimes you don't know what Craigslist is going to do. First of all, go ahead and scroll down. This is where you proofread your page. You look at your ad. You proof your ad. You notice how you had that on three lines where you had the text, and here it put it on one line. It does that sometimes. I think if you press enter twice or something, it puts that actual line break in there.
Okay.
But what's interesting here
with my typo
is talk about Craigslist. It doesn't matter. It's fine like that. Craigslist, you talk about some of the things they do that don't make sense sometimes. They, at one point in time, not too long ago, they had a blocking technique in place. Mike, scroll down just a drop, where if you did not put the CAPTCHA in within, scroll down a little more, where's the CAPTCHA?
It says continue.
No CAPTCHA? And you're scrolled down all the way? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Oh, left. Scroll, is it left? No. Well, okay. Normally there's a CAPTCHA on this page, but go ahead, hit continue. This is new. Hit continue. And, okay, terms of use. You agree to the terms of use. Go to the bottom.
Okay.
And you accept them. Interesting, there was no CAPTCHA. Did you know? Oh, there you go. They moved it. Oh, they moved. You know what? I posted an ad this morning, and the CAPTCHA was on that other page, and now it's here. That's interesting. That's new. They just changed that. But what I was going to tell you is, on that edit page, they had a thing where if you didn't enter the CAPTCHA within 30 seconds, they blocked your ad. Now, isn't the proofreading page the edit page where you're supposed to take time and read your ad to make sure it's right?
Right.
And if some people were to put lots of text on there, it may take more than 30 seconds to proofread your ad. So sometimes they don't necessarily think things through all the way, but they took that one down, that filter. Okay, so you put your CAPTCHA in, and you hit continue. And you get this message, congratulations. Oh, similar posting. Okay. So, sorry, Mike, you're blocked. This is interesting. You posted this morning, right? You posted a similar ad this morning. And you deleted it this morning. And now you're being blocked because they're saying you have a similar ad, even though you already deleted it, because Craigslist keeps it in the system for a while. Also, so I'll tell you what, let's do this. Go back, just hit the back button three times. Oh, can't do that. Oh, you got to start over. But what I was going to say is, what's interesting is they're actually telling you that you're blocked in this case. Most of the time when you're blocked, okay, go back one more. Most of the time when you're blocked, they don't tell you that you're blocked. So you're actually pretty lucky, Mike, that they told you that you're blocked. Go ahead and let's try a different ad now. Try something totally unique.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do the three-bedroom again, and let's put beautiful.
What about just switching the order? What if you just switch the order around of the same title?
Let's try On Lake, Country Living.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Keep the same title you had before.
Uh-huh.
Just switch the order. You remember the stars you had?
Right. Okay.
Just switch that.
And that's how you do it, right there. Those are the steps.
Right there. Now, if you click on that link in the green box, that takes you to your actual ad, okay? And let's look at that for a sec. And you'll notice the time stamp on that is 9:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So let's go to, if you click on the link at the top that says apartment and housing for rent, this page was last updated at 8:56. So we probably have about 15 minutes before the next update, maybe sooner. And after the next update, we'll come back here and look for your ad. Okay? Now, Mike, do one thing for me. Go back to the middle tab on this. Leave them all open, but go to the middle tab on this browser. And you asked me a question that I kind of ducked earlier. I want to answer it now. Go to the top of the page. Okay? And it says apply for an account.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. It's very simple. What you're going to do is you're just going to fill in your information. Email address, type in the word, and it's almost like publishing an ad. You're just going to go to your email, pull up the ad, click on the link, agree to the terms, and you're going to have an account. And here's the difference, Mike. When you have an account, you don't have to publish your ad. with the that email that you get.
So is it an advantage to post your ad like this, to create an account?
Well, that's a long, long topic that we can debate on for a long time. I don't like using accounts. I think it sets you up for blocking way easier. Other people think that it's better to use accounts. It can work both ways.
All right, so there you go. I got an email that just tells me to go in here and log in, so that's pretty simple.
Yeah, you just do it once, and you set it up once, and now I think you set a password or something, and then you have an account. So what it's really going to do for you, Mike, is it's going to skip the verification of the publishing of the email, which, frankly, is the easiest part. But
all right. Yeah. Kind of takes longer to create
try
an account.
Try it anyways. See what you like. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back on track here.
Let me do this. I got a couple testimonials from folks from our last call.
Okay.
And I'd love to read these for people, just to let them know, what you're doing and how it's working for them. This is from Steven, and he said, Mike, I just want to let you know I recently signed up for your Craigslist marketing system for the buying side of my business, and the results have been outstanding. The leads are high quality, steady stream of income from them, steady stream of them, I should say, more than ever I receive from pay-per-click or other online marketing, and I'm paying a fraction of the cost of the other methods. And, folks, the reason why I got Spencer to help us with this is because we were spending a small fortune on Google Pay-Per-Click, and it's used by everybody now. I mean, researchers, marketers, kids. I think my little dog uses it when I'm not home. But Google is used by everybody, so people are clicking it, and they're not really serious. They're just clicking it. They're kind of just browsing. Cost you a lot of money because you're paying, I think the word pre-foreclosure or foreclosure is like anywhere from $5 to $10 a click. So this is like less than 50%. Would you agree with that in some cases, Spencer?
There's no doubt our cost is less than 50%, and I think from what I've seen is these are way more responsive than the Google leads.
Okay. And then another thing he points out to us is the weekly status reports, because on the click campaign that you have, we send you the status reports, how many clicks, the traffic you're getting, how many more clicks you have in your campaign. And Steven works for a part-time auction company in Baltimore, and several of his most recently booked auctions are directly as a result of your Craigslist, as he points out there. And all of this has greatly leveraged my lead generation and resources. And that's Steven from Maryland. And thank you, Steven.
But, Mike, let's give credit where credit's due. And I think that that your websites do a phenomenal job of converting the leads. Because it really does take getting the lead to your website and then converting them. And, it's a two-step process. And you have to have a good website, and you have to have a good lead. And kind of like what we talked about last time.
Excellent. Appreciate that. And then we have one from Steve at South Carolina Homes. In fact, Stephen and Steve. just real quick, I'll go through this. He says, just a short note, yet very long on my gratitude. I just want to thank you personally for all the wonderful things you've accomplished in your business and have brought to us in our business. We would not exist without the websites, the training, the business system, personal attention, specialized programs you have provided to us. The team, training, support systems you've assembled here in Buford. We have our own office here. Anybody's welcome to come in here and join us and see what we do. But Steve says they're unparalleled. Genuine love you have for your students, for coaching and teaching us in your unique manner, and your personal interest in our success on and off the playing field is very exciting to me. I know our new partner, Susan, is well taken care of when she works with you and your team. There is, however, much more to it than I just mentioned. Bringing us such blockbuster programs like your specially designed Craigslist with Spencer Schmerling is without equal in our world. Quality leads are our lifeblood. Over the years, how Craigslist operates has been a complete mystery to me. I have personally encountered every negative situation that this program has addressed, which we are sharing with people, and we've successfully overcome them for Steve. Why our ads were being accepted or vanished without a trace has really given me heartburn. Now Spencer has solved the mystery for us. He says, you're so right when you said early on in life, the existence of an entrepreneur is lonely and hard. The broad highway to failure is just that, broad. Thanks for showing us the light and illuminating the narrow road and the straight gate to success in life. Mike, thank you for bringing our super smart one-hour home buyers and Spencer Schmerling. Keep those training calls coming. Steve, thank you very much. That's a wonderful letter. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's very nice.
All right. Well, Spencer, how about this? I know that you have a special program that you are doing. You're very successful at it. You've again, you've been doing this for 10 years. And what you're basically doing is doing the work for everybody and guaranteeing that they get their ads posted pretty much 24 hours a day. You're going to be somewhere near the top of Craigslist. And just to share with people where you can find a little bit more information about Spencer's programs, if you go to supersmartwebprofits.com and simply slide down the page, you're going to see an image for Craigslist. You just click it, and it will advance you to Spencer's page that we created for him. And when you go here, you're going to see we have the last call we did for pay-per-clicks. And if you keep sliding down the page, you're going to see Spencer Schmerling's related items. And we have Spencer Schmerling's products. Now, we have two new ones that we're introducing today. One is the Super Smart Craigslist Single Property Campaign Service. And Spencer, I'm going to let you explain to everybody a little bit about this so they know exactly what they're getting.
Excellent, Mike. Thank you. And sorry if there was a little bit of background noise here. The property campaign, Mike, it's specifically related to a property. So one property campaign is for one property, and we post that property up to three times a day on Craigslist. In most areas, it's going to be three times a day. If you have a very low velocity of ads in your area, then it would be lower. But we post it up to three times a day, and that is the property campaign is really good for someone who has one or two properties. The charge for this is $125 a month, and that gets you 30 days on Craigslist. And using all of our techniques, all of our different ad formats, and also comes with our expertise in the marketing. So it's not just putting your ads on Craigslist, but it's also using our marketing techniques to get you, well, depending on which goal you pick, but for most of us it's going to be getting you the maximum number of leads.
Okay. And then you also add additional communities for the campaign. Is that an advantage, or why would somebody want to do that?
You know, there's limited cases for that. If your property is in between two Craigslist communities, there's some limited opportunities for that. You can also use that same feature if you wanted to put into two categories. And I know it doesn't say categories right there, Mike, but for the same price, $62.50, let's say you had a rent-to-own, you wanted to put it in rentals and real estate for sale, you could just select that option, and for 50% more, you can get double the exposure for your property.
All right, and just kind of put this in perspective a little bit. Heck, to promote one property, just putting out signs or putting out newspaper or any type of an ad anywhere published, this is pennies in comparison. Because, I mean, shoot, I'll spend $500 on bandit signs just to do something like this. And from what I'm hearing, the feedback I'm getting from people on this program has been spectacular. So I'm really looking forward to more great results. And then you have a 90-day campaign?
Yeah, basically, if someone commits to a 90-day campaign up front, in other words, instead of a 30-day campaign, if you commit to a 90-day campaign up front, then you get a little bit of a discount. You get 15 days for free. But it is really a property-specific service, so it's only for one property. If you sell the property before 90 days, you cannot swap out the property. You can keep the property going. You can say, you know, hey, this property is sold, but we have others, things like that. But that's kind of a, you know, hedging your bet a little bit and saying you want a longer campaign and getting a discount for that commitment up front.
Okay. And then to take advantage of any of those, all you would have to do is click Add to Cart, and you can check out right there online. And if you have any questions about it, feel free to give me a call tomorrow. I'll be here, and you can reach me at 678-957-0220, extension 2. And if I'm unable to answer your question, I'll certainly forward it on to Spencer for you, and he'll answer it for you. Now, you do have one other program here. Just to recap, well, we got three. We have the one to get qualified leads, whether for buying or selling. Then we have the single house for promoting one single property. And then underneath that, you've got Craigslist Unlimited Property Subscription Service. And again,
you know, Mike, this service here is really I think the way to go. And here's why. If you remember earlier, we talked about Craigslist is really not going to sell your house, but it's going to generate leads. And on the subscription service, we now focus on you, either the investor or the agent, and not on your properties. So with a subscription service, you can advertise all of your properties on Craigslist. There is no limit to how many. And we rotate them one property, and we do one property at a time, and we do this for 18 hours in a day. So where the property-specific campaign was three times a day, you know, morning, noon, and night, we had two or three of those. They'd all kind of go in as a bunch. With this service, what we're doing, Mike, we start off at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning. We go every 1 or 2 hours, depending on which package you get, and we post a property every hour or every other hour on Craigslist, and we do this for 18 hours a day until midnight. So you're getting exposure all day long. Now, we can't guarantee you'll be on the first page all day because there's just no way to guarantee that. Now, the velocity of Craigslist is such that Portland Monday morning, we wouldn't have been on the first page all day, but you would have been on that first page a lot more than if you just posted it once. So for the single agent or for the individual investor, that package for $3.99 is going to get you 9 postings a day on Craigslist. So it's going to be every 2 hours, and that's going to be for all of your properties. And we just rotate them. So first we put up property 1, and then the next time we put up property 2, and then 3, and 4, and 5, and so on.
So did I hear you right there when you said you post 9 properties a day? So 9 times a day you'll be at the top of Craigslist. Is that correct?
Correct. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Now, the second one, the property manager, this is a special program only for rentals. And this is if you're a property manager and you have a lot of properties. We discount it a little bit because rentals are often going to make a lot less money on a commission than a purchase. And this is for a larger operation who may have a lot of different properties. And here we're going to post 18 times a day. So on the property manager, you're getting 18 times a day. It's once an hour. Again, we're going to rotate the properties all checklist. And then the broker package. The broker package would be for an entire office if you're a real estate company, or it could be for a group of investors that want to band together and use the service.
I was just going to ask you, if I called 4 or 5 of my investor friends and said, hey, you know, let's go ahead and post all our properties on Craigslist and pool our money together, you have no problem with folks doing that?
Absolutely not. Not a problem at all. And this is going to put one property every hour, 18 hours a day. So you have 18 times a day you're putting your property. And Mike, the beauty of these programs is whether I'm going to go on Craigslist at 8 in the morning, 6 in the morning, lunchtime, at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. You know, we get some of our peak traffic can be at 11 or 12 o'clock at night sometimes. So no matter what time someone's on Craigslist, they're probably going to see your ad. And if you've done everything else, you know, well, if we write good headlines, which we do, and we write good ads, you're going to get a chance to capture that visitor, to get them to see one of your properties, no matter what time of the day they're going to be on.
Well, speaking about writing good quality ads, Spencer, I just had a question from Greg that came across. He says, will you help with ad content?
Actually, with all of these services, we will help. We will create the ads for you. We will help you with the headlines. Let me back up. We will give you free marketing consultations. We have Craigslist experts, people who are former real estate agents, former investors. In fact, if you remember from our last call, we talked about someone with 100 phone calls in a weekend. Mm-hmm. He works for us. So we have people who are real estate professionals and Craigslist experts that will help you create great headlines and write great ads. And absolutely, there's no ups and extras with the service. It's a one-price service. It's a flat monthly fee. And Mike, there's no long-term commitment. It's a month-to-month service. Now, it does renew automatically, but you can cancel that any time. And it's absolutely no commitment long-term, no contract or anything to sign. I know you probably rushed for time. Can we quickly check on your ad and see how it's doing?
Okay. Go back to Atlanta Housing right here.
Yep, right there, and hit refresh.
There you go.
There you go.
There it is right there.
There's your property. Good job, Mike. Now, here's the thing. What we just did, can you go back one?
Mm-hmm.
What we just did is we verified that your ad was posted on Craigslist, okay? that's a really important step. If you have the link to your ad and you can see your ad, but it doesn't show up on this page, then your ad has been blocked. And not the kind of block that Mike had earlier, where it's blocked and they tell you it's blocked. That's the kind of block where it's called ghosting, where your ad is there, but nobody can see it because it's not showing up on this listings page. So it's really important that you go back and you double check it.
I would like to show everybody. Spencer and I, obviously, he helped me this morning, you know, go through this and make sure I understood that Craigslist a little better. But we posted a sample property this morning, and I actually got a lead from that one. We didn't even use a picture of the house. I think I used the default pictures that were in Windows. But here's a lead that came in shortly after I posted that ad. We were laughing. Thought that was pretty funny. So it does work.
Mike, you ought to go in and let's delete this ad now that you're mentioning that. If you want to.
Okay. So I don't get any more leads on this one. So I just review with everybody here. Just walk me through the steps, Spencer, to delete it.
Go to that email that Craigslist sent you and click on that link that you had before.
Okay. And here's the email. Click on the link.
And click right there on this page right here. I refer to it, for lack of a better word, as your manage URL. That URL at the top is the manage URL.
Okay.
It's kind of the page where you manage your ad.
So don't delete the email that they send you then, in case you need to go back and edit it.
That's right.
Okay. And then we're going to delete
correct.
It. And we click yes. And are we sure? Yes. All right. There it is. It's gone.
Okay. Excellent.
All right, so just a reminder for folks that would like to take advantage of Spencer's program, and it's really for the marketing that you're going to get on this, I believe it's pennies. And you just simply go to supersmartwebprofits.com, and I'll go back to our main page, and slide down the left-hand side menu, and you're going to see where it says Search Craigslist. Capture highly qualified buyer and seller leads, and click it. It'll bring you to Spencer's page. And the first page here is the previous call we had back in April. Slide down near the bottom of the page, and you'll see Spencer Smerling's products. And there you go. Spencer, thank you very much. But most importantly, I can't believe the amount of people that are still on the line with us, and we went so over. Good information, Spencer. I hope everybody got something out of this. And if you do have any questions, again, don't be afraid to email me, mike@supersmartwebprofits.com, or you can call me direct at 678-957-0220, extension 2. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. And, Spencer, thank you as well.
My pleasure. I appreciate being here and getting a chance to talk about Craigslist. I always love talking about it.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to positive results from everybody that signs up. Have a good night, everybody, and see you next time. Thank you.